USS Gerald R. Ford faces record deployment amid combat, fire, and plumbing troubles. The USS Gerald R. Ford, the U.S. Navy's newest and largest aircraft carrier, is on the verge of completing one of the longest deployments since the Vietnam era, likely exceeding 321 days at sea, originally departing Norfolk, Virginia, in June 2025. For the Mediterranean, the Ford's mission expanded dramatically. It was first sent to the Caribbean for operations targeting Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and drug smuggling, then redeployed to the Middle East to support U.S.-Israeli strikes against Iran in the Red Sea. Crew members were initially told they would return by March, but the deployment has been extended into May, straining morale and raising concerns about Navy retention. The extended mission has tested the crew with combat operations, fatigue, and repeated equipment failures. In February, a fire in the ship's laundry injured 3 sailors and displaced 600 from their bunks, compounding stress already caused by persistent sewage system malfunctions. The vacuum flush plumbing, which has been problematic since the ship's commissioning, experienced frequent breakdowns early in the deployment, forcing sailors to make daily maintenance calls and manually clear calcium deposits from pipes. Although the Navy says the situation improved, the crew continues to face hygiene and sanitation challenges. Long deployments affect both sailors and ships. Extended time at sea often leads to fatigue, deferred maintenance, and personnel shortages as sailors depart without immediate replacements. Former Navy Captain John Caudle noted that prolonged stress can push crews toward unsafe just-get-it-done behaviors, echoing issues seen on previous carriers like the USS Truman. Officials, including Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Darrell Caudle, have acknowledged the toll on families and ship readiness, but delays in delivering the next carrier, the John F. Kennedy, have increased pressure on the Ford to remain deployed. When the Ford finally returns to Norfolk, it is scheduled for a major maintenance overhaul, including a plumbing upgrade similar to the one installed on the USS George H.W. Bush after its own sewage failures. Until then, the Ford's sailors continue to endure one of the Navy's most grueling modern deployments, balancing combat duties, shipboard hazards, and the strain of life far from home.